Health experts have expressed alarm about the proliferation of Facebook pages promoting binge drinking. Researchers at the University of Wollongong have identified dozens of official and unofficial pages promoting alcoholic drinks and risk-taking behaviour with a fan base of tens of thousands of Australians. They're worried that many of them aren't subject to the strict rules governing traditional forms of advertising. Katie Heyman reports.
Like many major companies, alcohol producers are using social media platforms to help convince people to buy their products. But when it comes to the consumption of alcohol, not all of these messages are responsible.
For example, a picture of an alcohol product and a message that says this is a good way to kick off an early morning. Or a picture of an alcohol product, this is a great cure for Mondayitis.
Professor Sandra Jones is the director of the Centre for Health Initiatives at the University of Wollongong. She's been studying the growth of pages promoting alcohol and its consumption on Facebook. Researchers surveyed 12 major companies, all of which had at least one official page and up to 55 unofficial pages.
The official Facebook pages are deemed to be advertising, so they're subject to the normal codes that govern advertising, alcohol advertising in Australia. The unofficial pages are not marketing communications because they're not the official page of the brand. So they're not restricted in the same way. They're not subject to the same rules, and they're also accessible to people under 18.
Professor Jones says Facebook users are taking on the role of advertisers.
If they post that message, it doesn't just appear on the alcohol brand's Facebook page. It appears in that person's feed. So it's then visible to the people who are friends with them on Facebook. And so they really are co-creating those messages. There's also lots of these websites or these Facebook pages where people upload photos of themselves drinking the product, enjoying the product, you know, marketing it. So it really is young people marketing to each other as much as the alcohol company marketing to them.
The Alcohol Beverages Advertising Code has recently released a voluntary best practice guide for advertising on social media platforms. It includes an extensive list of suggested house rules governing user-generated content. Danita Wan is the group's spokesperson. She says ABAC has received very few complaints about alcohol-related posts on social media.
The industry is very mindful of ensuring that they are complying with ABAC decisions and ensuring that their digital marketing is doing the best thing. If those companies aren't doing the right thing, then we certainly encourage anyone, including public health researchers, to put in a complaint rather than just publicising it through the media.
Dr. Nicholas Carrar is a communications lecturer at the University of Queensland. He has lodged several complaints with the Alcohol Beverages Advertising Code, specifically relating to user-generated content.
For example, a brand posts an image of their factory saying, our factory can produce 40,000 bottles of drink an hour, and consumers would respond and say, oh, I could drink 40,000 bottles an hour, and so on and so forth. Now, I would sort of say, okay, well, the brand, you know, did something once and the consumers reacted in a way that was fairly predictable. Does the brand learn the lesson and not do it again? And in fact, I was seeing that the more brands figured out these things, the more they did them.
Katie Heyman prepared that report.